Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
And the show has begun. Welcome, everybody. My name is Belinda Foster, and I'm here today with my lovely friend, companion, soul sister, Danielle Ramber, who's calling in live as well from Colorado, and I'm calling in from Pawleys Island, South Carolina. Danielle, are you with us?
I am with you. Hello, Beamer family. Blessed to be here today on this Testimonial Tuesday. We have an exciting guest that I'm really excited to announce here briefly, but blessed to host with you today, Belinda, and we'll just keep rolling.
Thank you. And for all of you who have already dialed in, we so appreciate your support because today is Testimonial Tuesday, and of course, this is your day, and it cannot happen without you calling in. Although Danielle and I and our special guest probably could spend 45 minutes just sharing our personal testimonials, but it really is about you, and it's about the community of Beamer and everybody calling in and sharing just wonderful news about how Beamer has impacted their life. In fact, your story could be the key that unlocks someone else's prison, so remember that, and everybody just please press 1 to be placed in the queue and share your brief but compliant testimonial on how the use of this technology has impacted your life. And also just a few reminders, no mention of disease names, please, that are common in the medical field. We just don't need to do that. No mention of drug names or use of the words pain, cured, or treatment, please. Each time you do say any of those words, we are not able to archive this show. Keep it simple. Use the symptoms you have been experiencing or what you were challenged with and how they've been minimized or however they are maybe even gone. Or if you're an athlete, how it has improved your performance and recovery. Your testimonial only, not your friends, family, or spouse. And if you have horse testimonials that are your horse, just save it for Thursday. That's a great show that we dedicate to horse health. So, Danielle, are we ready to begin taking some callers?
We are ready. We'll just encourage everyone to go ahead and press 1 to get in the queue. First, we're going to start with our friend Cody Lind. He is a 24-year-old Idaho native, and he won one of North America's top endurance races, runs last fall in Bozeman, Montana. He was experimenting with Beamer going into it, and him and his significant other, Brittany, are some of the top endurance athletes in the world. And Cody recently just competed in a coastal challenge. And we'd love for you, Cody, to share your experience with Beamer, how it's helped you in your world, and why you've joined forces with the company to share this gift with others. Welcome, Cody.
Yes, thank you very much, Danielle and Belinda. Super excited to talk. So basically, in August 2019, about 8 months ago, I was introduced to Beamer by my good mentor, now friend, David Olson. And as a professional mountain endurance athlete, I knew that, or I'm constantly focusing on recovery and how to get from one workout, one race to the next, and feeling energized while trying to train at a very high level. So I was introduced to Beamer, and I had the opportunity to go over to David's house for 3 to 4 weeks every single day. And I said, well, if I'm going to go all in and try this whole Beamer. At the time, I got to say I was a little bit skeptical because I'm just in tune with my body so much as it is as a top-level athlete that I wanted to give it the full experience. So I did, and within the first few weeks, I started feeling re-energized from one workout to the next. I was sleeping super well, and I would go climb a peak, scramble a big ridge, and put together 20 to 30 mile days and be able to feel recovered the next day. And it led to one of the best training blocks, about 6 week training block that I've had, and ultimately led me to winning the biggest sky race, meaning technical, lots of elevation gain, and the biggest one in North America in Montana, and had just an amazing race. And then I really wanted to not only just lead that up to this race, but kind of come back and recover with it and see how well I could recover after a really hard effort in a race. And within a few weeks, I was just feeling amazing. And most of the time, it might take 4 to 6 weeks to come back from something so big. And ultimately, this led to December, me and my partner, Brittany Peterson, who is a very high level, and she's always inspiring me in her own endeavors. And we ultimately bought and brought a Beamer into our life, and it has just changed everyday life as far as our training, sleep, and energy levels, and any discomfort we might have in different areas. Because this ultra endurance sport, it's not necessarily great for your body. I mean, running is awesome, but some of the technical downhills, it can be really hard on you. And I think the Beamer has just shown the recovery rate from one day to the next to be significant. And really fortunate, kind of now go into the kind of the business side. I decided to become a distributor, and within a few weeks had the opportunity to go to Denver to an incredible academy and immerse myself in this whole Beamer world for 3 days in Denver. And I think that just kind of catapulted me to the next level as far as this can go a long ways. And as an endurance coach as well, I coach quite a few athletes around the world, and having the opportunity to share this with a lot of these athletes has been incredible. And it's in my realm, I mean, I'm 24 years old, and being able to share from people in this sport, because a lot of people in this sport that I do seem to be in that 30 to 40 age category, and sharing it with them, and everyone's just, how can the longevity of this sport? And I think this has been a big key in that, and being able to just take the business side and having fun. And I don't feel like I have any pressure. I have a geology degree background, and I have nothing to do in the health field as far as my background in science, and having the comfort from others and being able to do a three-way call to answer any questions and I always tell myself I never want to get in a question and answer type of setting, and having this relationship and the whole Beamer family has just been incredible. And then within the first week of Fast Track, I was able to sell my first Beamer, and that just energizes you even more and makes you appreciate being able to just contact everyone and bring people in to my own home and completing sessions. And then an example, this past weekend, I had a big running camp for the athletes that I'm coaching. And then it was one athlete would kind of talk, and now they're just kind of getting that sense of, oh, Beamer and Cody. And they just kind of recognize those names. And I think in the near future, within the next 6 months and year, and it's really, really going to take off. And I'm excited about it. And I think the biggest thing is I haven't put any pressure on myself. And some of these ultra endurance events, they take a lot, and it's being able to take one step at a time and 1 hour and 1 minute at a time to complete, you know, a 30 to 100 mile race. And that's what I did in Costa Rica, something that was crazy. And it was just over 6 days. And I take the same approach into kind of my whole Beamer situation on, I just want to educate people and tell them about this. And maybe it takes me talking with them 100 different times, or maybe it's going to take a couple of years, but just having that comfort of getting it out there and telling them about it and kind of the benefits that I've had from it. And that I think it'll go a long ways in this whole sport and kind of the people that I'm surrounded with. So that's kind of my story and the whole testimonial of how I began. And I'm only 8 months in, and as you might be able to tell, I'm really excited, and both for in a high level athlete performance view, as well as being a distributor.
Well, thank you for sharing, Cody. And do you mind sharing just a little bit more about what the Coastal Challenge entails and how you placed?
Yeah, so I was fortunate enough to go to Costa Rica in the beginning of February, and it was it's a 6 day, 144-mile, 30,000 feet of elevation gain stage race, and you're running anywhere from 25 to 35 miles a day. And it's all about recovery in between those days. And I was training really hard going into it, and I felt really good, but it's really, really hot, 90% humidity and 85 to 95 degree temps, and trying to stay hydrated, trying to sleep well, trying to eat enough. And going into it with the Beamer, I mean, just an incredible, incredible thing, and just a perfect situation to test it out. And ultimately, it came down to a really tight race. There were three of us that were within 10 minutes going into stage 5 and 6, and I was able to pull it out and became the youngest ever finisher or ever winner. The youngest winner at the Coastal Challenge and the fourth fastest time ever in that 144-mile distance in Costa Rica along the coast.
Wow, congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Belinda, how's that for a start?
I'm pretty blown away. I was sitting here taking notes. And I tell you what, 144 miles, and did you say 30,000 feet of elevation over those 6 days?
Yes, and it came out to be about 33,000 feet of elevation. And you wouldn't think in Costa Rica that it might end up being that much, but just some really steep climbs.
Yeah, I can completely believe it. I was fortunate enough to go to Costa Rica in 2018, and I flew into Liberia and was at a spiritual retreat and resort there. And I saw the beautiful terrain and witnessed that elevation that you're speaking of. And so I would imagine your quad typically, is that the area where you first really start to feel that fatigue set in typically, where they call hitting a wall, or your muscles and your legs are just pretty much spent, the oxygen and the glycogen that you need. Is that typical for what you have experienced in the past, and did you find a big difference there now that you're using Beamer?
Yes, absolutely, and you're exactly right, and it sounds like you need to get into some of these ultra running races. No, because you're exactly right. As far as the quads, that's the first thing with, it's the descents that they are your brakes, and that was the first thing to become sore and tired. And yeah, as far as the Beamer and just really focusing on the legs, and then some of towards the later portions, and even after the whole race, your feet start to swell and into your ankles, and you're just containing this water. And one of the biggest things I found was using the Beamer and being able to get some blood flow, and next thing you know, you're up and you're peeing it all out at night, and it's pretty interesting and that was a perfect example of using it as far as the quads and down to the feet and ankles as well.
And I would imagine also as you're descending, your legs probably feel like jelly at some point, and the cushions, your shock absorbers in your knees tend to not be as good as you're hoping, so you really have to have some very good joint health as well. And I would assume that the terrain that you're on is not even. Is that correct?
Yes, very much so. And there were a lot of fire roads, but much of it's through technical jungle sections that they were able to build a trail through in the middle of a jungle that's just straight down, straight up, and running across and through and up riverbeds, just day in and day out on each one of these. And half of it might not even be on a trail. So that is exactly it.
Mm-hmm. So so here's my athletic event. I actually wore high heels for an entire day, and I thought I should get a grand prize for that, because then I had to go home and wrap the beamer around my feet. And just the difference between achiness, where I can't wait to kick those shoes off, to the next day being able to put them back on, because, for example, I taught the academy in Lexington, and that's what happened. And something as silly as that, but it still is doing the same thing, just like you're getting the recovery that you need in your feet and in your knees. My legs, my marathon of standing on my feet in high heels, I had the same experience, Cody, that I could wrap this B pad around my feet and get the B spot out and around my knees and go back out and do the race again the next day. But it's just so fun listening to you, because what I hear too is that you're very excited about sharing with others. And a lot of times when you're a top level competitor, you definitely don't want your competitors to have your trade secret, so, or your secret weapon. But it seems to me you're just so excited to share it with everyone that you meet. But I am curious, did you share it with the other couple of guys that made it to stage 6 and you were all within 10 minutes? Did you mention it to them what you were doing?
If I have to say, it might have been after day 5, maybe stage 6, and towards the finish line is when I might have introduced something to them. You're exactly right. But one of the cool things in this sport, and it's very similar to Beamer, is this whole ultra community. It's not huge by any means, and it's a big family, and so it is really neat just sharing it with other people. And whether you're competing for 6 days or 1 day or 100 miles, everyone just kind of comes together at the end, whether you're in the beginning, the middle, or the end of the pack. It's just really neat because everyone just kind of comes together. And it gives me the same thought with Beamer. It's this big family, and everyone's able to get together and talk about it. So, yeah, and that's why I'm really excited, and I want to share it with competitors and everyone within this sport, because I think it'll be, ultimately, it's longevity in the sport and being able to do running and something you love in the mountains for as long as you can during life. And I think this is something that will help with that.
And definitely as a coach, and you mentioned that you are a coach, why would you not empower your athletes to have something that's inductive, non-invasive, and that's all natural, that's just going to aid them to perform better, to probably even be safer with stronger bodies, and to recover quickly. So kudos to you, and I love, too, that you said that you don't put any pressure on yourself and you have a lot of patience, because that's what this is about. This is about brand-new programming, and Danielle and I were just talking about that before the call started, how important it is that we all keep our minds open, because the world is changing. There's new information. There's new healthcare solutions and advancements, and definitely biotechnologies. And if we are to have a brighter future and we are not wanting to be a statistic, then anything you can do that is natural, that's proven, that's backed by science, but is still maybe hard for someone to get their brain around, is to be patient, because all of us process at different speeds and different ways and different levels. And you're right, we may have to hear it 100 times from 100 people, but the goal is that we eventually do have a Beamer in every home, because we know that it's priceless, and you could never put a price on your health, and you can't put a price, therefore, on Beamer. And we're just grateful to have someone like you. And you're so young. You mentioned you're the youngest ever winner. And you're 24, did you say? So at 24, I'm curious, how old were your competitors that have previously won this race?
Yeah, so I'm 24, or now 25. But the most of the participants in this sport, and a lot of the ones I race, are in between kind of that 30 to 50 range. That's kind of what the ultra scene is really focused on, kind of that age group. And as we speak, it just keeps getting more and more younger. 20 to 25 year olds, I think, are really getting into it. And so yeah, a lot of the competitors at the Costa Rica Challenge, they were mid-30s to early 40s that I was racing.
Very nice. Well, Danielle, how nice of you to have Cody. And Cody, do you want to just stand by, and we'll bring you back in? Shortly, we'll just open a few other lines and have some other callers. Will you be able to stand by with us for a little bit more?
Yep, I'll stand by.
Awesome. Well, Danielle, how exciting.
That was an amazing
so glad
start.
That you, it was. It really was. And we love hearing, they're so inspiring. I just love hearing these testimonials, and especially someone who also has embraced the business. And, I mean, folks, people can't get this unless there's a buyer and a seller. That's just how everything works in life. And in between there is something being offered of value. And the buyer has their idea of what value is, and the seller does. And when those two come together, that's when we have great things happen. So I encourage people who are distributors to really appreciate the opportunities we have here with Beamer, and also to help us get a Beamer in every home. So if you'd like, Danielle, we can open up the first line, first caller, and I appreciate that they've been on hold for a while, and I'm going to open their line. If you are area code 859-588, 859-588, welcome. You're on the call.
Hey, Belinda, this is Claudia Smith in Lexington, Kentucky. How are you this morning? Well, just that.
Hello, Claudia. Yes, I'm doing great. And for everybody listening, Claudia and I had a phenomenal Lexington, Kentucky. We just had that this weekend, and we were probably one of the last academies to get in before the temporary hold for public gatherings. And we had a ball, didn't we, Claudia?
Yes, we did. Oh, my goodness. And we learned so much. You and Karen were just over the top for us. It was wonderful.
We sure do appreciate that. And I had asked the room to call in, and Claudia is calling in because what did we do all weekend, Claudia? What did we practice?
Well, we practiced learning how to use the Beamer, how to show the Beamer to others, and how to expand our businesses. We learned a lot. It just kept going and going.
That's right, and we learned how to give a compliant testimonial, and everybody did
right.
So good. It's
many
so funny, right? The first day, remember how nervous everyone was, and then by the end of the day, it was like talking to your family.
Yeah, your best friend. But I just wanted to thank you. I won't stay on, but I've had tremendous results. I was thinking about Cody talking, and he's so young, and I'm getting older, but I'm still here. And someone said to me one day, I was telling her what all the Beamer had done to me, and she said, I think you were a walking dead woman. I didn't tell this to you, Belinda. And you know what?
Well, we were
in 73. And I'll be 73 this year, and almost 50 years older than Cody. So you know what? I'm not giving up. I'm still here, and I'm going to keep on beaming. So thanks.
Well, I'll tell you what. Having met you, I never, ever, ever would have guessed your age. You are absolutely beautiful. You have the most beautiful skin. And I'll tell you what, folks, she even stuck around and drove me to the airport that morning, which she didn't have to do, but she did. And we had some fellowship time together and sent me home with a little personal air filter I could wear around my neck on the flight. And I will get that back to you. give me a moment because I've really just gotten
just
in and then I got back
you
on
a
the
bit
road.
There.
I appreciate that. So I had the Beamer, I had an air filter, I had my oils. I was ready for anything. And
right.
So thank you so much, Claudia. You're so beautiful. We really appreciate you and your heart and your service. And I really appreciate you calling in today. And keep blessing the world with this gift that we have. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Belinda. Thanks. God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye. God bless you, too. Isn't that nice? It's just so nice to meet so many people. I know, Danielle, you also teach academies. Isn't that probably the most amazing part of our ability to stand there in front of a room and spread our heart waves over everyone and let them know how important it is that we're all there gathering together, and the fact that we get to meet so many amazing people. I know you've had that same experience.
Oh, it truly is, and just welcoming more and more people into our family and seeing their enthusiasm, just ready to get out there and excited to share this gift. And, you know, as Cody stated, he didn't have a medical background, and I think some of us kind of get stuck in that when we first start sharing this gift. You know, well, who am I to share? You know, I don't have a medical background. Like for me, my degree is in elementary education. But when we really get to the bottom of it and what Beamer does, we don't have to have a medical background to share it. And it's just developing that testimony for yourself and sharing it with others. And like you said, your story could be the key that unlocks someone else's prison. And if you're not sharing, you don't know. And I love getting to those academies, hearing those testimonials. And every single time it just gets me excited of who I can go out and share this gift with that may be experiencing some of the same issues as we're hearing. So Claudia sounds like a gem. I'm glad you got to spend some time with her.
Yes, that room was full of gems. Everybody was, and by the end of it, we really connected everyone to everyone, and that was fun. In fact, I had a little rule that you could not sit with the person you knew or came with when you went to lunch. And so it was funny. I saw one of the wives sitting alone. I said, "Where's your husband?" She goes, "Oh, well, you said we couldn't sit together." And I looked, and he was over there just having a ball with all the new guys he'd met, because none of them were sitting with their wives either. And I'm like, perfect. This is what we want. We really want to fellowship and get to know each other and hear each other's stories, because that's what fires us up. So we have another caller. What do you think? Let's open the line for area code 614-857. Welcome to Testimonial Tuesday. You're on the air.
Hello, it's Crystal Berman. How are you?
Hi, Crystal. So good to hear from
Hi.
You. And we missed you, but we completely understand about your decision to just play it safe this weekend. I'm so glad to hear from you today.
Yeah, and it's actually one of the reasons that inspired me to call in today, because I did have to go into social isolation because I am in the high-risk category for this new virus that we're experiencing globally. And I have a testimony that I feel like might encourage people and let them see how much hope that they do have with Beamer. Because pre-Beamer, I am very, very susceptible to viral infections just getting worse, and they typically end up settling into my lungs very severely, to where I get, you know, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, a cough that I'm, you know, not able to cough up the congestion. Just a tight chest kind of a feeling. And typically before Beamer, I mean, this would happen 3-4 times every cold and flu season. So a year. And it would take me usually 4 weeks to 8 weeks to recover from. And when I mean recover from, I mean finally being able to the ability where I'm able to leave my house. And this past cold and flu season, because this is my first cold and flu season that we've entered, that I've had my Beamer. And I've heard all these testimonies from people how I haven't had a sniffle since I got it. Well, I did. I got a virus. And I started getting that congestion that settled into my lungs and started having the difficulty breathing and the shortness of the breath and the tightness. And so what did I do? I just started using my Beamer more frequently. I have the B-Sit, and I was putting the B-Sit on my chest, and I was running it at program 3, and literally I would put it on my chest, and as the 2 minutes-ish into that program 3, I could start feeling movement within my lungs, like a crackling, you know, like Rice Krispie cereal sort of a movement. And then as that 20 minutes was going, I'm able to breathe a little deeper. I can feel that I can expand my lungs a little more. And it actually helped me to be able to start to have a nice productive cough, to where I was really, like I could tell I was really breaking up the congestion in my chest, and I was just really spitting up sputum, kind of gross, but it's what you want when you have such a tight chest. So with doing this, and I was doing the B-Sit on my chest multiple times a day, I recovered so much quicker. I'm talking by 2 weeks, I was phenomenally better. Back to being able to work out again, definitely out of my house. And as another success, I mean, this really has helped my immune system so much that I've only had this happen once this cold and flu season, whereas in the past this has happened over and over and over. So just a big success. We definitely have a lot of, you know, great tools using the Beamer, and just wanted to share that.
Well, that's a great story, and thank you so much, Crystal, for sharing that story, because folks, what she's explaining is what we also teach in the academy. When it's chronic and longer term, you go lower and slower and build up gradually. But when you're being attacked, when your body is got a full-on virus attack, and you feel like it's something that you don't need to run to the emergency room for, because there are those situations, and we do have warnings and precautions. So I'm not talking about that, but I've had the same thing where I felt something coming on in an acute way, and we went after it acute. And so Crystal was smart in how she handled that and said, not on my turf today. So we're going to knock you back. And that's what she did. And I love the B-Sit as well. I think that's an excellent, excellent additional add-on. If anybody has not ordered a B-Sit, I highly encourage you to get online and get your B-Sits ordered. Whenever we have them, we may even now, I've just not gone in and ordered one in a while because I have one. But I love that the B-Sit, that you can sit on it, you can put it on your chest or hold it in front of you, put it behind you, sit on it if you are an office worker, if you're driving long distances. And I love, too, that you can put it on your feet while you're sitting and put your feet on the Beamer B-Sit while you're sitting. So, Crystal, that's a great reminder to everyone of all the different tools that we have that come with this Beamer Pro, but the additional add-on of the B-Sit. And I really appreciate you that you shared that story. I'm glad you're doing well, and no worries for the social isolation. So Crystal was coming to the Lexington Academy to help out. But, and we did have cancellations, and we understand that people do have to make those choices and best decisions. And of course, public officials are encouraging that. And this was this past weekend, and things have tightened up a little more since then. But I will say that we had a class of about 60, including volunteers. And for as many, the handful that canceled, we picked up several box office the day of. So we're very excited about that. And people were so thrilled to have gotten in their academy and to now be prepared to go out and share more about Beamer, especially at this time when there's so much need for it. So thank you for calling in, and I'm going to go right into opening up the next line, which is 513 597-517. Welcome to Testimonial Tuesday, and we're looking forward to hearing your compliant testimonial. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, this is Fred from Cincinnati, and I was at the Academy this weekend, and I just got to say what a terrific job you guys did.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Fred. Fred Huff, right? Can I say your full name?
I think you're perfectly fine. And let me say this
before I
forget.
I tell you, I remember so many people, and I love it, and I make it a point to put that face and name together, and I just so appreciate that you were there.
Well, I was blown away by, bear with me, I sometimes have a hard time keeping it together. I was blown away by how much people wanted to help other people. It was just tremendous. You included, Claudia, and I will attest to both of your beauty. You're a beautiful looking lady, and so is Claudia. And I got to meet Claudia actually on the phone a couple of times before the Beamer Academy on last weekend. So, and I appreciate everything, honestly.
Oh, that just warms my heart. Karen, yes, Karen, because Kenny, we compliment each other. You know, we met before this, obviously, several times, and we talked about certain things that were important to she and I in this academy as co-directors. And one of those things was to make sure that we loved everybody in that room. And that's what this was about. Leave all egos at the door, no grandstanding. This was not about us at all. And it was really about making sure that we helped and loved every one of you and that you felt a very integrated part of this whole community. And thank you. You just don't know what that means to us. And for you to call and share that. We love you, Fred, and we're here for you anytime. Just know that. And you've got us there for you anytime you need us. And it means the world that you called in today.
I appreciate what you just said also. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling in. Really, really can't thank you enough. Wow, Danielle, isn't that just such a blessing to have folks like Fred and then Claudia call in and Crystal and of course, Cody sharing his message. And what a blessing in this day and age where there's so much fear and worry. And I know Danielle and I talked earlier how we really should call today's show. Danielle, I'll let you tell him because it was your idea.
Well, yeah, I just, you know, there's so much fear right now. False evidence appearing real is what is the acronym for that. And, you know, I choose faith over fear. And my acronym for faith is Fantastic Adventures in Trusting Him. And it just reminds me of a quote by Zig Ziglar, and he says, fear has two meanings, forget everything and run or face everything and rise, and the choice is yours. And really in the toughest times, the tough times don't last, but tough people do. And, you know, we have a family here. We have a community of people who really, truly care about each other and want to help each other. And, you know, we are experiencing some fear out in the world, but really to turn to our faith and in our country, in our company, in our friends, in our family. And I choose faith, and I'm just excited for what's coming in the future. I do urge everyone to get on our national call that we have tomorrow night. I'm really excited for that. Dr. Burke is going to be on with our CEO, Albert Voss. And I'm just excited for what's coming with our company in the future, and I think I'm using this little social distancing for myself just to take a little break and slow down, and sometimes those things come to us at the right time. So I'm choosing faith over fear, Belinda.
Same here, Danielle. In fact, I packed up and left my upstate mountain home, and I've come to the beach because if I want to be anywhere where I have to stay in, it's going to be within walking distance of the beach, because that's where I feel very happy. I raise my vibration, and I'm I give a lot of gratitude for all the things that we have, because there are so many people out there with so much less. And just the fact that we have a Beamer is a very big deal when you think about what this is doing to help us stay strong and healthy and to reduce stress, because stress is a killer. And a lot of people are very stressed right now. And yes, I did take the 2 rolls of toilet paper from my hotel room, if anybody was curious. So you have to have a little sense of humor during all of this. And I can tell you this, that hotel this weekend and all the hotels around that we did get our last Beamer Academy in for a while were very, very grateful for the business. The employees were so grateful. We were the only event that did not cancel. And, of course, it wasn't quite where we would have to. It was just warnings at that point. But we shared a lot of love and had a great time. And Danielle's right. Everyone, please hop on that call tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. Just make the time zone adjustments for where you are. And I believe that's beamermeetings.com. Is that correct, Danielle?
That is correct. Tomorrow night, Wednesday evening.
I'm sorry, I said tonight. I've been confused all day about what day it is, but it is Wednesday, and it is tomorrow evening, Wednesday, and that is the 18th. Now, today, I hope everybody's wearing green. It is St. Patty's Day. Do you have your green on?
I do have my green on. Do you?
I have green socks, but I don't know if that's going to count. Let's see. Considering we're in isolation, I would have to pinch myself. So I think I'm pretty safe. I'm good. I'm good to go today.
Cody, do you want to add some last words? Yes?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is it is just a pretty wild time right now, but as you stated, and I'm just going to say one more time, very fortunate in having a Beamer and being able to spread that as well and help anyone. And yes, we are in this isolation, but I'm continuing in helping some close friends that might need it and continue this big journey, because strong people and the strong will of having it will help tremendous in huge ways, and I'm so excited for the whole future with Beamer. So thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely, and thank you. And Danielle, I'll let you, I'll leave you with the last words here. You just always have something so inspiring to say, and I can't thank you enough for being a friend and co-hosting. I look forward to all of the co-hosts, and I'm going to give the last word to you.
No, I'm just blessed to be here. I'm very grateful we have a Beamer, and all of us that have one should be very grateful as well. You know, the immune system really depends on the circulatory system to stay healthy. And, you know, the only place we know where the critical exchange happens is in the microvessels. So us having these in our homes right now is such a blessing. And when we're able to sell them, again, when we have our product ready to go, I know that we're going to be able to help a lot more people, because I think people are waking up right now. So thank you for a great call. As always, Belinda, you're a blessing. And I love that people called in from your academy to share their experience and their joy and their excitement. So Beamer on.
Yes, and thank you, Danielle, and thank you, everybody who called in today and those who pressed 1 and shared on the line. We love you all, and go out there. Keep sharing this great gift, and we will see you on the air tomorrow. Everybody, have a great day.